诸位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
谢谢平安。
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray。
爱我们的父神，感谢你再次带领我们到主你面前来歌颂赞美你。
Lovely Father, we thank you for bringing us in front of you to praise and worship you。
求主你的灵开启我们属灵的眼睛，来了解主你话语中的奥秘。
May your Spirit open our spiritual eyes so that we can understand your word。
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray this in Jesus' name。
阿门。今天早上我们所读诗篇104篇的作者，借着神所创造的一切来赞美他的伟大。
So the poet who wrote Psalm 104, he was praising the Lord using the creations of God。
以及为了神所创造的一切来感谢神。
And he gave thanks to God for all he created。
诗篇104篇14-15节说：“你就是上帝，你使千草滋生，饲养群畜，使蔬菜长大，供人食用，好使人在地上耕种五谷，酿酒来舒适胸怀，自由来润泽容貌，得粮来培养体力。”
So in verses 14 through 15, he says, He, referring to the Lord, He makes grass grow for the cattle and plants for people to cultivate, bring forth food from the earth, wine that gladdens human hearts, oil to make their faces shine, and bread that sustains their heart.
意思就是神创造大地及宇宙万物，他使青草滋生，可以来饲养牛羊等动物。便是各种的蔬菜长大来供人使用并且使地上长成各种的谷类。
So here he talks about that God created the earth and the universe, and he allows grass to grow to raise the cattle and all kinds of animals, and also vegetations for people to use and all types of grains.
诗人提到神供应人三种基本的需要，就是酒、油以及粮食。
And here the poet refers to God's providence for the people's three basic needs: wine, oil, and bread.
诗人要我们知道神是多么的爱护我们的一位神。
The poet wants to tell us how much God loves us.
所以我们从今天所读的诗篇104篇来领受神的话语。
So let's receive God's word from Psalm 104 and the scripture from verses 24-35.
诗人以神为喜乐，因为神是创造宇宙万物的神，以及他是一位掌管宇宙万物的神。
So the poet has joy in the Lord because God is the God of creator and he's the God of authority.
诗篇104篇24-25节说：“上主啊，你的创造繁多，这一切都是你智慧的果实。遍地充满了你的造物，有汪洋大海，住着大大小小数不尽的生命。”
It goes on to say in verses 24-25, "How many are your works, Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There's a sea vast and spacious, teeming with creatures beyond number, living things both large and small."
意思就是神创造了大地，遍地充满了神的创造物。另外，神又创造了汪洋大海。
So God created a land which is filled with all his creatures, and he also created the vast ocean.
犹太人在古时代，他们看汪洋大海是一种的威胁。
And in the old times, the Jewish people, they viewed the vast oceans as a threat.
大海又如在神所创造的当中所有的一切里面是还未被驯服的一部分。
And in God's creation, the ocean was viewed as completely untamed.
所以对犹太人来讲，大海是一个危险的地方。
So to Jewish people, the ocean is a dangerous place.
但是诗人在诗篇104篇25节说，在大海里面住着大大小小的生物，这些生物包括各种的鱼，这些大鱼，比如来讲鲨鱼、鲸鱼，等等，这些并不构成任何的危险或是威胁。
So in, again, in verse 24, the poet says the sea is teeming with creatures beyond numbers and all types of fish, like sharks and whales, but these aren't actually threats or pose as threats or danger to us.
因为这些在大海里面的活物都是神所创造的，他们都是在神的掌管之下。
Because all these living things are God's creation, and they all are under God's control.
诗篇继续在104篇26节说，船只往来航行，你所造的海兽细游其中。
And then goes on in verse 26, it says, there the ships, go to and fro, and Leviathan, which you form for frolic there.
这里提到海兽 sea monster, 它就是混沌的象征与化身便威胁着破坏创造的秩序。
So here it refers to Leviathan, which is a sea monster. And so sea monster is a symbol and embodiment of chaos and threatens to undo the order of creation.
海兽或者是海怪对航行在大海里面的船只这些的人的生命的安全是一个极大的威胁。
And this sea monster is a really big threat to the ships in the ocean.
但是神创造这些海怪在海里，就好像是神的玩具而已。
But God created these sea monsters; they're almost just like God's toys.
犹太人的学者说，这些的海怪有如是神的橡皮鸭而已。
And the Jewish scholars refer these sea monsters as God's rubber duckies.
那些的海怪对神来说就好像在水里玩的那些玩具橡皮鸭而已。
And these sea monsters are just like God's water toys, like the rubber duckies.
意思就是神在掌管所有的一切，有神的保护都是非常的安全平安。
Since God reigns all and we all have God's protection and we're safe and secure.
诗人要我们来认识这位创造我们的神，并且来知道他的大能掌管着一切。
And the poet wanted us to get to know this God who created us, and know that His great power has authority over all.
所以，当我们有神作为我们的依靠，我们将不至于遭害。
So we could depend on God, so that we're not in danger.
在我们有一句俗语说，人生如苦海。
And there's a Mandarin expression saying that our lives are like an ocean of suffering.
人生有如在一个大海里面充满着各种的苦难。
Life is like a vast ocean that's filled with all types of sufferings.
这与古时代犹太人的想法很接近。
This is very similar to the Jewish thinking in the ancient times.
当时耶稣与门徒时常在加利利海坐船出入。
In Jesus' time, he often traveled on boats in the Sea of Galilee with his disciples.
耶稣与门徒坐船的时候，也时常遇到突然来的暴风。
And very often they encounter very strong winds.
甚至遭到船要沉下去的危险。
You face the danger of sinking.
有一次，耶稣跟门徒在晚上坐船。马可福音第四章37到38节说：“突然起了暴风，风浪打入船内，甚至船要满了水。耶稣在船尾上枕着枕头睡觉。”门徒叫醒了他，说：“我们上面了，你不顾吗？”
So in Mark chapter 4 verse 37 through 38, it describes one encounter of Jesus and disciple on the boat. It says, A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?"
在我们的人生的当中，就好像有一句话说：“天有不测风云。”有时候我们会遇到一些好像是人生的暴风雨。
So we all say that life is unpredictable, and sometimes we face storms like these.
但是有主的同在，我们有平安。
But if God's with us, then we're safe.
启示录二十一章第一节说，我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
In Revelation 21 verse 1 tells us that then I, John's vision, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea.
使徒约翰在异象当中看到将来在神的国度里面不再有海了。
So Apostle John, in a vision, he saw that in the future kingdom of God, there's no longer any sea.
意思就是在神这新的国度里面不再像在这个世界有海对人的威胁。
Which also means that in God's new kingdom, there's no longer a threat of the sea to people.
在神的国度里面有神的同在，我们将有完全的平安。
We're absolutely safe in God's new kingdom.
当耶稣与门徒在海上遇到了暴风的时候，马可福音的作者在马可福音第四章三十九节说，耶稣醒了，斥责风向海说：“住了吧，静了吧！”风就止住。大大的平静了。
And back to Mark and verse 39, Jesus, he got up, rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down and was completely calm.
耶稣就是神道成肉身到了这个世界上来，因此他与父上帝有同样的掌管着天地宇宙万物的能力，他能够使海来平静。
Jesus is God himself who took the form of flesh to this world. And thus, therefore, he has the same authority as the Father to control the universe. And he could order the sea to calm down.
诗篇八十九篇第九节说你就是神掌管海的狂傲波浪翻腾你就使它平静了。
And in Psalm 89 verse 9 says, you, referring to the Lord, you rule over the surging sea.When its waves mount up, you steal them.
以赛亚书五十一章第十节说：“是你使海洋干枯，使深水变成旱地。你在深海中开辟大道，让蒙你拯救的人通过。”
Then in Isaiah 51:10 says, "Was it not you, also referring to God, who dried up the sea, the waters of the great deep?" Who made a road in the depth of the sea so that the redeemed might cross over?
这些经文告诉我们说，对神而言，如果海的存在，对信靠他的人是一个危险的威胁的话，他甚至也可以使海洋的水干枯，使深海变成为干地，成为一条大道，让他们来通过。
So these verses tell us that to God, if the existence of sea is a danger to us, He could order the water of the sea to dry up, to make it become a path for us to pass through.
So today, if we are in the life's great sea, like the author of Psalm 104 says, in this great sea, there are sharks. That means that we meet many of these.的威胁，像海怪的威胁，比如来讲，我们碰到了在经济上的困难、工作上的困难、婚姻上的困难、健康等等这些的困难。
So today the poet described in 104 and 104 about the sea monsters in the sea could be a metaphor for all the different threats in our lives, the difficulties in our finance, our work, our marriage, and our health.
诗篇一百零四篇的作者来告诉我们，在海里的海怪对航海的人是一个安全上的威胁，但对神而言好像是在水里那些塑胶所做成的玩具一样。
So again, Psalm 104 tells us that the sea monsters in the sea could be a threat to those who are traveling, but to God, they're just like toys made of rubber.
因此诗人要告诉我们，当我们来信靠神，我们有神的同在与保护的时候，我们的心将得着平安，我们将不害怕这个世界对我们所有这些的威胁，因为我们相信神必带领我们前面的路程。
So the poet again wants to tell us that if we rely on God and we have God with us and His protection, then we have peace in our hearts. We no longer are worried about the threats in front of us because we know God will guide our way.
在圣经里面有很多经文写说，虽然。
So in the Bible verses, there are many verses that use the word though.
诗篇二十三篇第四节说，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
For example, in Psalm 23, verse 4, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, and your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
我们生活在这个许多忧虑与患难的世界里面，诗篇的作者告诉我们这个非常重要的信息。
We live in this world is filled with so many worries and troubles, but the poet tells a very important message.
就是虽然。
The message is though.
诗篇二十七篇二到三节说，那作恶的就是我的仇敌，前来吃我的肉的时候就半跌扑倒，虽有军兵安营攻击我，我的心也不害怕，虽然兴起刀鞭攻击我，我仍旧安稳。
In Psalm 27 verses 2-3, when the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident.
这里说，虽然那些作恶的仇敌要起来消灭掉他，虽然有军兵安营要攻击他，但是诗人说有神作为他的依靠与帮助继续在这个诗篇二十七篇第一节他说，耶和华是我的亮光，是我的拯救，我还怕谁呢？耶和华是我性命的保障，我还怕谁？
So even though the evildoer enemies are coming to devour them and they're facing attacks from the army, but the poet has God as his reliance and protection. And he says in verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
诗篇四十六篇二到三节说，因此纵使就是虽然大地震动，高山崩塌，坠入大洋。纵使就是虽然怒涛澎湃，群山震撼，我们也不惊慌。
Psalm 46 verses 2-3. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give away and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, the mountains quake with their surging.
诗人因着对神的信靠，他肯定说，虽然他在人生当中遭遇到有如天地的大震动变迁的时候，他也不害怕。
So the poet, because of his trust in the Lord, he confidently said that when he encountered even the earth-shattering changes in his life, he's not afraid.
诗篇四十六篇第一节说，因为神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们患难中及时的帮助。
It says in verse 1, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble.
在旧约里面，一位先知叫做哈巴谷，对神一个非常积极的信心。
And then the prophets, one of the prophets, Habakkuk, he also has very deep trust in the Lord.
哈巴谷书第3章17到18，他说：“虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，啊，橄榄树也不效力，啊，田地也不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛。然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐，耶和华是我的力量。”
Therefore, he says in chapter 3, verse 18, though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I'll be joyful in God my Savior.
哈巴谷先知相信，如果他在人生当中处在一个绝境之中的时候，他仍然相信神会替他开路。
So Prophet Habakkuk also believed that even when he's backed up against the wall, God is going to open a path for him.
神会预备他一条的生路，不会让他饿死。
God will give him a way out, so he will not die of hunger.
他相信神必然会拯救他，因为神是掌管一切的神。
And trusted that God will save him because God's in control of everything.
因此他因神而欢欣，因为神是他的力量。
And this is why he rejoices in the Lord.
以上这些经文的信息告诉我们，神是创造宇宙一切万物的神，并且他掌管着一切。
All these verses, the key message is that God is the creator of the universe and he's in reign of everything.
他是爱我们的一位神，我们信靠他将得着安稳平安。
And he's a God that who loves us, and if we trust in him, we could receive comfort and peace in our hearts.
因为我们知道他是我们的依靠，我们的帮助。虽然人生当中有时候我们会遇到种种的困难。
And even though with all the different troubles, we know that we could depend and seek help from him.
我们可以将人生一切的忧虑重道借着祷告带到神的面前。
We could put all of our worries and burdens in front of the Lord through our prayers.
在马太福音第11章28节，耶稣应许说：“凡劳苦担重担的，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。”
And in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 says.Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
第二，神是我们生命的源头。
And the second message is that God is the source of life.
神创造宇宙暗物，并按时给他们食物。
And God created the universe and provides them bread.
神创造万物，并是气息给万物。
And God created all and gave them breath.
诗篇104篇继续29节说：“你收回他们的气，他们就死亡归于尘土。”
In Psalm chapter one, Psalm 104, verses 29, says, "When you take away their breath, they die and return to dust."
在创世纪2章7节提到说。耶和华用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他的鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
In Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being.
一个 baby 出生的时候，第一件事就是吸气。
The first thing that when a baby is born is to breathe, and this is the start of life.
当一个人不能够再吸气的时候，他便死了。
When a person no longer can breathe, then he or she passes away.
气息是神赐给我们的礼物。
And this breath is a gift from God.
神赐给万物食物因此也可以继续的生存。
And God provides all creatures food so that we continue to live in this world.
所以在104篇诗篇第28节继续说，你给了他们食物，他们便吃；你赐食物他们便得饱足。
Psalm 104 verse 28 says, when you give it to them food, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they're satisfied with good things.
所以神是食物给所有一切有气息的人，包括人类。
So God creates food to all that breathes, including human.
但是人生活在这个世界上，为了每天的生活的需要，时常焦虑。
But us living in this world, we're often worrying about our daily life needs.
人害怕在这世界上的生活不够使用，因此产生了焦虑。
We're afraid or worried because we worry that we won't have enough.
在美国华尔街的文化里面，强调有人说这个贪心是好事。
So the culture of the Wall Street emphasizes that greed is good.
贪心是好事。
Greed is good.
今天的文化，人们想尽办法要获得更多的得着。
So today in our culture, we do our best to gain even more.
一位在美国很出名的神学家 Walter Brueggemann 这样观察，他说，贪心因此造成工作上过度的疲乏，不停的7天，每天24小时，电子的连接，永不满足的多重的任务，所有这些的目的为了要领先，或是努力保持着跟别人一样，而不觉得不甜的。希望不会绝望的落在人的后面，所以抱着这种的贪心的态度，造成一种不停止的一种的过程，因为无止境的欲望是永远不能够满足的。
Walter Brueggemann, he was a famous theologist, and he once remarked that greed then requires fatiguing overwork.Endless 24/7 electronic connection, insatiable multitasking, all in an effort to get ahead or in an effort to stay even or not to fall hopelessly behind. Such an embrace of greed initiates an endless process because limitless desire is never satisfied.
人们认为做必须的一步继续的扩充的时候，便将走向失败。
And then we think that not to expand is the same as to fall.
因此人们一直的为着生活而挂虑担心。
That's why we're constantly living in worries.
世人要我们知道，神创造我们人类，他赐给我们生命的气息，他赐给我们生活上一切的需要。我们应当来认识这位创造生命的源头。
The poet wanted us to know that God created us humans, and He gifted us with the breath of life, and all the needs in our lives, so that we can recognize that He's the source of life.
我们只要尽我们的本分，在每天的生活上，以及与神密切的连接，我们将不会为着生活而焦虑。
And all we have to do is do our best in our daily lives and stay closely connected to the Lord, and we won't have to worry about our future in our lives so much.
以赛亚书55章1-3节说，上主说，渴渴的人啊，来吧，这里有水喝；没有钱的人啊，来吧，买食物吃，不用花钱，不付代价，买酒和奶喝。为什么花钱去买不饱的东西呢？为什么浪费工钱而仍旧挨饿呢？听我的话，照我的吩咐做，你就能享受最好的食物，使你心灵获得满足， 我的子民啊，听我的话，到我这里来，当留心听我的话，你们就能得生命。
It's like Isaiah chapter 55, 1 through 3. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me and eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me, listen, that you may live.
这段的经文的背景就是当时的以色列民被巴比伦帝国灭亡，他们被掳到巴比伦去。
So the context of this passage is when the Israelites were taken to Babylon.
神借着以赛亚先知来告诉那些被掳到巴比伦的以色列民。
So through prophet Isaiah, God was telling those his people, the Israelites.
告诉他们不要在外邦啊，为了追求生活上的需要，因此忘记了上帝。
Telling them not to forget about God while they're so busy, going after their needs in foreign land.
他们在外邦追求说生活上没有安全感。
In a new territory, they didn't feel secure in their lives.
因此他们努力要在物质上有更多更多的获得，他们才感到安全感。
Therefore, they needed more and more material gains to make them feel have that sense of security.
神告诉他们说，为什么追求这世界上不能够让他们心灵真正满足的东西呢
？So God tells them, why do you labor on things that does not satisfy?
所以神对他们说：“我的子民啊，听我的话，到我这里来，你们就得生命。
”And therefore, God tells them, God told them, give ear and come to me, listen that you may live.
今天这也是对我们一个非常重要的信息。我们无论是到美国来求学深造，或是第一代、第二代的移民，或是已经在美国这里好几世代的人我们是否是专心一意的来追求一个更高的生活的水准像以前在巴比伦那些的以色列民一样追求更安稳、更好的生活。
So today this is also a very important message for us. No matter whether we're here for school as a first generation, second generation immigrant, maybe here for a long time, are we just like those Israelites who were taken to Babylon, that we're seeking just for higher standards of living and for God to get close to God?
耶稣到这个世界上来，告诉我们人生的一个重要的优先。
So Jesus came to this world to tell us what is the most important priority in our lives.
马太福音第六章三十一节，耶稣说：“所以不要为我们的吃喝或是穿的来操心。”
In Matthew 6:31, Jesus tells us, "So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?'"
继续三十三节说：“你们要先追求上帝主权的实现，遵循他的旨意，他就会把这一切都供给于你们。”
Verse 33, but seek first in His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
神创造我们，便赐给我们气息的恩赐，他也赐给我们日用所需的饮食。神是我们生命的源头，我们应当回到他的面前来跟他连接。
God created us and gave us the gift of the breath of life, and also provides us our daily bread. And God is the source of our lives, and therefore we need to come before Him to connect with Him.
最后，我们要追求神的喜悦。
And finally, we need to seek to please God.
再回到诗篇一百零四篇三十一节说：“愿上主的荣耀永远长存，愿上主喜爱自己的创造。”
Psalm 104 verse 31, May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in His works.
意思就是诗人的愿望，上主能够来喜爱他，他盼望能够蒙神的喜爱。
The poet's desire is that he could please God, and that God will see him as pleasing.
继续在33节、34节说，我要一生一世歌颂上主，我有生之日要歌颂赞美我的上帝，愿他喜欢我的诗歌，因为我喜悦，我的喜乐从他而来。
Continue in verses 33-34. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. May my meditation be pleasing to him as I rejoice in the Lord.
诗人一生最大的愿望就是在神面前来歌颂赞美他。
His greatest wish in life is to come before the Lord to sing and praise him.
他寻求神的同在。
He seeks to be with God.
他来到神的面前，因此他能够来歌颂赞美神。
He came before the Lord so that he could sing and praise him.
以前美国著名的布道家穆迪，曾经一次在忙着准备一个在外城即将来临的一个布道会。
There's a pretty well-known evangelist, Dwight Moody, and one time he was busy in another city, to prepare for an evangelical rally.
当他在他的书房，在许多书的当中来准备他讲到的信息的时候，他的8岁的小孩进到他的房间。
When he was preparing his sermon in his office, his 8-year-old kid came in the room.
穆迪对他说：“孩子啊，你要什么呢？”
So Moody asked his son, "Son, what do you need?"
他的孩子说：“我不要任何东西，爸。”我只要在你所在的地方。
The son replied, "I don't want anything, Daddy. I just want to be where you are."
我想这也是我们人生一个最大的盼望。
And I think this is also our greatest hope in our life.
我们只要在主所在的地方。
We just need to be where God is.
我们能够在主的里面，我们的人生有主的同在，这是我们最大的平安与喜乐。
And if we can be in the Lord and be with the Lord, that will be our greatest joy and peace.
当耶稣到世界上的时候，要出生的时候，天使说，要将他的名取名叫做以马内利，意思就是神与我们同在。
When Jesus was born, came to this world, the angels said to name him Emmanuel, meaning God with us.
今天我们只要打开我们的心门，主就进到我们里面来跟我们同在。
Today, all we have to do is open the doors in our hearts, and God will come in and be with us.
启示录第3:20说：“看啊，我站在门外叩门，凡听见我声音就开门的。”我就进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
Revelation 3:20, Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me.
我们感谢主，这就是我们的主对我们一个很大的应许。今天如果我们打开我们的心门，他就进来跟我。
We thank the Lord that this is such the greatest promise for us. And today, if we just open our hearts, the Spirit will come in and be with us.
我们原本是神所创造的，我们都是属于他的。
We're all God's creation, and we all belong to Him.
耶稣到这个世界上来的时候，他说他是我们的好牧者，他要带领我们回到神的家。
Jesus came to this world to be our good shepherd and said he will guide us to God's home.
有一个故事说，有一个猎人出去打猎的时候，在一个鹰鸟的巢里面发现有两颗鹰鸟的蛋。
So there's a story about a hunter who went hunting and he discovered two eggs in the eagle's nest.
他就把那两颗鹰鸟的蛋带回家去。跟其他的鸡蛋放在一起，让母鸡来孵蛋。
So he brought those two eggs home and put them together with the chicken's eggs so that they could hatch together.
当小鸡被孵出来的时候，这两只小鹰呢，也跟小鸡一样在一起生活。
So when the two baby eagles were hatched, they were living with the other chicks.
他们吃鸡所吃的东西，他们也学着鸡叫的声音，他们学着鸡的动作。
They ate the same food and also imitated the chickens and also their movements.
但是那一只母鹰不放弃来寻找它那失落的两个蛋，可能成为小鹰。
But the mother eagle never gave up and kept looking for her lost eaglets.
当有一天母鹰在天空中叫的时候，两只小鹰听到了母鹰的叫声，因此两只小鹰飞往天空去跟母鹰相聚。
Then one day the mother eagle was sounding out in the sky, and the two baby eagles heard the cry.And then started flying toward the sky to their mother.
我想这帮助我们来了解，像在约翰福音第十章二十七节，主耶稣说：“我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。”
This is just like what Jesus said in John 10:27. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me.
意思就是我们世人本都是属于上帝的，但因为人类失落在罪里面与神隔绝，但是神借着耶稣基督到世界上来呼召我们回到父神的家。
So we all originally belong to God, but we were separated because of our sins. But God through Jesus Christ came to this world to call us back to his home.
今天神在耶稣基督里面也到世界上来寻找我们每一个人回到父神的家，来享受与神在一起的喜乐。
And today through Jesus Christ, God also seeks us, looks for us, asks us to go back to his home so that we could rejoice in him.
当我们回应神在我们身上的呼召，回到神的面前来归向他的时候，在天上神的众使者也为这大大的欢喜庆祝。
And when we respond to God's calling and return in front of Him, a multitude of angels in the sky would celebrate and rejoice.
我们很感谢神，在今天有吕超弟兄，他也回应了神在基督里的呼召，要我来成为他的儿女。
We thank God that today we have a brother, Lu Chao, who's going to be baptized and responded to the calling and to become God's children.
我们今天也另外要开始洗礼班，弟兄姐妹也呼召神的声音，要回到神的家。
Today we also will be starting a new baptism class, and we hope more brothers and sisters will respond to the call.
我们为此高兴，我们也盼望我们每位弟兄姐妹大家能够来天神在我们身上的呼召，回到神面前来作为他的儿女。
We all hope that everyone could listen to God's calling and return home to be God's children.
诗人他因神而喜乐，因为神是一位创造、掌管宇宙万物的神。
And it's the poet of Psalm 104. He rejoices in the Lord because he knows God is the creator and he has the authority.
他因神而喜乐，因为神是我们生命的源头。
And he has joy because God is the source of life.
我们从神得着一切的供应，他是我们的依靠。
And that he provides everything that we need in our life and we can rely on.
所以我们因他而喜乐。
And so we have joy in him.
并且我们也要因神喜乐，我们试着蒙神的喜乐，来遵照他的旨意来行。
And furthermore, we need to seek to please God and to follow His will.
因此，在我们所行一切的事上，都能够蒙神的喜悦。
So that everything that we do, we can please Him.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的父神，我们感谢你是创造我们生命的源头。
Our Father, we thank you that you're the source of all creation.
并且你是爱我们的父神。
And that you're a loving father to us.
你呼召我们回到主你的面前。
You call us to come return to you.
求主你圣灵的感动，让我们甘心乐意到主你面前来回到你的面前。
May your spirit move us so that we would be willingly to return in front of you.
求主你住在我们每一位在属灵的追求上，能够每天更加的来认识，来亲近你。
Bless all the spiritual seekers that every day they can come to get to know you even better.
求主你的圣灵继续在这会中跟我们同在。
And may your spirit continue to be with us in this congregation.
将主你的平安恩典赐给每个人。
And grant us your peace and joy.
祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣灵。
Praise this in Jesus' name.
Amen.